What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The National Weather Service has determined at least 7 tornadoes touched down during an outbreak Sunday night.
The biggest one was that EF1 that tore through Gordon and Palo Pinto County, causing plenty of damage. Other tornadoes in Palo Pinto County include an EF1 in Mingus and 2 EF0s, one that touched down south of Santo, and then a second one that touched down in Santo. Another tornado touched down southeast of Santo, but that was registered as an EFU tornado, which means unknown. There wasn't damage. Parker County had an EF0 tornado and another EF0 touched down near Morton Valley in Eastland County. From the 24-hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Power Outage Update.
Checking on your power. Some of us having trouble with it this morning. Like 5,500 of our neighbors or homes and businesses in Tarrant County without power this morning. That's where a severe storm initiated late last night, early this morning, and then came across the region. Dallas only with about 100 outages across the county right now.
In other news, Texas heads to federal court to defend the way state lawmakers redrew congressional districts as a result of the most recent census.
Texas gained 2 congressional seats because of our population growth. The National Redistricting Foundation's Marina Jenkins says communities of color accounted for 95% of that growth, but the new map increased the number of districts with a white majority.
The map violated Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which prohibits voting practices that dilute the power of minority voters.
She wants boundaries redrawn to create what she describes as Latino Opportunity Districts, one in DFW and one in Houston.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act protects against minority vote dilution.
The Republican lawmakers have said their lawyers cleared the maps as compliant with federal law. Maps are allowed to be drawn to give an advantage to one political party over another. They just cannot be drawn based on race. From the 24-hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An update now on a story we brought you yesterday. Former President Biden and his family are reviewing treatment options now after he was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. Now, North Texas experts think this will be a good teaching moment for all of us.
Dr. Pat Fulgham is the surgical director of oncology services at Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas. He says most experts recommend that men get screened for prostate cancer each year, starting at the age of 45.
The controversy really comes on the back end and when men get old enough that they no longer need to be screened. Many organizations suggest that you stop screening after 70 or 75 years.
He says there are hormone treatments that can slow the spread of prostate cancer, so it's possible that Mr. Mr. Biden could have a good prognosis, even though his cancer is classified as advanced. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
A deadly tornado-spawning storm system slams the central U.S. Monday night into early this morning. The Trump administration agrees to pay nearly $5 million to the family of Ashley Babbitt. She was that pro-Trump rioter who was shot and killed after breaching the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. And while $5 million seems a large sum, the settlement ends a $30 million wrongful death lawsuit by Babbitt's family. The town of Gordon, Texas, faces a daunting cleanup after a tornado packing 105-mile-per-hour winds tore through the community Sunday night, leveling one home, severely damaging six others. 31 homes all told were damaged. Residents are working to restore normalcy. Schools remain closed for the rest of the week.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is now 70 degrees and clearing skies. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show, now 7:23.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Texas is sitting on more oil and gas than anybody thought.
A shocking new report shows vast untapped resources tucked inside the rocks that are 10,000 feet beneath the surface. Bruce Bullock at SMU's McGuire Energy Institute calls this a significant discovery.
Finding additional resources in areas that are pretty friendly to the oil and gas industry is important.
The U.S. Geological Survey calls it tight gas because it requires a specific type of fracking to get it out. Bullock says that won't be a problem. The study suggests there is enough natural gas under the strip of land, which runs from Texas to Florida, to power the entire nation for more than 1 year. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So dozens of residents speak out against a planned reservoir that could send some Texans packing. Planners say the Marvin Nichols Reservoir, which would be just southeast of Paris, is needed to support our growing population here in DFW. But many who spoke out at the hearing in Arlington find the plan to flood 60,000 acres along the Sulphur River unacceptable.
That's where I live. That's where I've retired. I'm raising cattle there. I mean, that's what I do. And my grandkids live next to me or close to us. And if the reservoir comes in, we lose all that.
But Dan Buman represents DFW economic interests and says in the next two decades, we could have 15 million people living here in North Texas. Conservation alone isn't going to cut it.
It's a yes and. Okay. a future. We have to conserve, there's no question about it, and we are really focused on conserving as much water as possible.
The final decision will be made by a water board in Austin early next year.
Good morning at 7:24. KRLD is the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, they couldn't kill the rally. They tried yesterday and had a lot of traction there for a while after the downgrade in the U.S. credit rating. But as we pointed out yesterday, that was not a great surprise. They were the third of three houses that keep up with such things to actually downgrade the U.S. credit. And so while you can't get excited about that, you can't be terribly surprised. And so by the end of the day, all of the averages had turned at least slightly higher. It was not a very convincing rally, but it was a rally nonetheless. And we now have a pretty good run. We're trying to extend what's become a six-day win streak for the S&P and the NASDAQ after they shrugged off that credit rating. No economic news due today, but we do have a fistful of speakers from the Fed. At least half the voting members are the members of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee will be weighing in on the economy. Meanwhile, we've got a few key earnings reports out, and one is really the reason that right now the Dow Industrials average looks higher on the opening. Home Depot, the big retailer, missed on earnings slightly, but revenues were stronger than expected. Same-store sales were not great, but what they said was that for the quarter, it was really interesting. They finished the quarter stronger than they began. So early on, they were certainly impacted by the uncertainty about the economy and the slowdown and tariffs and what was going to happen. But by April, things had turned around, and April sales were up 1.8% year over year, and May was tracking pretty much the same thing. So consequently, they've turned around. Initially, they sold off on that news, but that stock's now trading higher, and it alone accounts for most of the gain that we're seeing in the industrial average. But also, for the second consecutive day, United Health is bouncing back. It's up 8%. That follows yesterday, which was its largest daily gain in almost 5 years. Crude's down 17 cents, $61.97. Gold's up $7.80, $32.41.50. Interest rates are virtually unchanged at 4.48%. If the Dow opened right now, it'd be up a dozen. The NASDAQ down 65. The S&P down 10. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
And the CFO of Home Depot on CNBC just now says that they do not plan to raise prices due to tariffs. 7:27 on the KRLD Morning News.
President Trump signs the Take It Down Act into law, inspired by the story of a North Texas woman who was victimized when she was just 14.
Aledo teenager Elliston Berry had deep fake imagery blasted out online by a fellow classmate when she was just 14. After contacting Texas Senator Ted Cruz, a bill was created that would require social media and similar websites to have procedures in place to remove non-consensual intimate imagery. The bill was signed into law at the Rose Garden.
Elliston quickly became a powerful advocate committed to preventing other girls from suffering the same abuse. Elliston, we salute you and we thank you very much, and it's an honor to have you with us today.
Senator Cruz says the bill is unfortunately necessary.
This is a growing problem. We're seeing more and more young women, teenagers, and adult women being targeted and being victimized.
The bill passed easily in both chambers and was partially sponsored by the First Lady. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.